We're going to start off the hour by going into the studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining us here in the studio is actually someone who swam here from over near Vermilionville, I think.
At the Surrey Street Gauge. I was right there.
Yeah. Todd Mouton, who is the director of Louisiana Folk Roots, is here with us in the studio to talk about summer plans. And hopefully the flooding will go down by the time your kids' camp starts up in June, although who knows how many waves we'll have of that. But it could be inspirational to some of them. This kids' camp has been going on for a number of years now through Louisiana Folk Roots. It is very successful. You have kids who reapply year after year, re-register to be in this camp. They love it. They learn a lot. Kids have gone on to form little bands coming out of these camps. They've made strong musical relationships. So you're really building a following and a tradition through the kids' camp that you have in the summertime. So let's talk about how it got started and what really is the focus of this camp.
It's it's the Cajun Creole Summer Camp for Kids, and it's really about playing Cajun and Creole music. That's our focus. But you can't teach that stuff in a vacuum. You have to make some boudin. You have to do some kayaking and look at some alligators and tell some stories and dance and sing. And we started this. This is gonna be our seventh year, and we knew that there was. An opportunity to maybe provide a meeting place for young folks and teachers. And we really didn't know how successful it would be or that it would be so successful. And as you mentioned, these young folks, they're good friends now, and they come back every summer. And we have this year we have a returning student from California. We have a returning participant from Austin. We have kids from over near like the Baker-Zachary area that come, Baton Rouge area. And they keep up throughout the year. They're friends. They do have bands. There are gigs. There's all kinds of offshoots, throughout the year. And it's kind of become sort of a family reunion in a lot of ways. And it's coming up in 3 weeks. So we're kind of here to spread the word and say, hey, if you're thinking about it, if you've heard about it, if you're just hearing about it, please grab a spot, because I think you'll find this to be a young community of musicians and artists and bon vivants. We have a good time over there.
I think you might have to soon call it the International Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids.
We're hoping to get some some international students. Mm-hmm. The participants. It's a day camp. It's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. It's coming up June 16th through 20th. It's at Vermilionville here in Lafayette, and it's not immersion. We're not there 24 hours a day, but it's a nice long day, and you get to spend a lot of time. And our instructors are amazing. We have had numerous visits and staffers who are Grammy winners, Grammy nominees, well known for playing festivals and teaching at different camps all over, including our Balfa Week. And we've got Little Pop teaching accordion. Our camp director is Yvette Landry. We've got Brazos Huval, Dave Trainer, Henry Hample, Jono Frischberg, and David Greeley. And we're gonna have some guests. I know flooding is nothing to take lightly, but I was just watching the Vermilion River flowing backwards, and we are planning sort of an aquatic theme this year as we see these waters coming up into our office and all this into our office yard. But we're going to really focus a lot on the environment in and around our office and the Vermilionville campus and all the different things that means, from fishing and cast netting and,
Well, I love the way you're talking about the flavor that you infuse in this camp. It isn't just a question of going into a room, learning the notes, playing it, memorizing it, and then doing a concert. You're really trying to give them the full experience that traditional musicians around here had. It wasn't separated from the rest of their lives. It was filled with the food and the relationships and the nature around them. And so you're giving them that full experience.
Well, at the end of the day, it's got to be fun, and it's got to be something
mm-hmm. That too for kids.
You've got to be motivated to do it. And, it's also really rewarding. We, of course, just finished our Balfa Week, which is mainly geared to adults. And that is, sort of a sleepaway camp. That is a week-long event. The young people, they learn so much faster than the adults. Mm-hmm. And it is incredible because, the prerequisite for the camp is you need to have a working fiddle, accordion, or guitar. If you have a fiddle, you're going to tune it down a whole step. And if you're a fiddler, you know what that means. If you have an accordion, it needs to be a diatonic. It needs to be in the key of C. And a guitar, just standard guitar. You need to have a working instrument. It helps if you have some knowledge of how to play it. particularly for the guitar, because if you're just starting on the guitar, those steel strings, they'll hurt your fingers if you try and play them for a couple hours a day.
So you don't want complete beginners.
It's a little better if you have a head start. But if you don't have a head start, or if let's
maybe
say
you know something about music.
You've studied violin, but maybe not played folk music. Mm-hmm. We'll do the rest. You just show up and it's amazing how these kids, they'll go home and practice at night. And by the end of the week, we have a showcase and a camper parent dance and they're playing great. But to understand, as you mentioned, to understand the music, you have to be able to dance to it, and you have to be able to speak the language and know what those lyrics mean. And, you know, having David Greeley there singing with them every day, we're going to do some Jure music, you know, and that's going to help with rhythm. And again, a lot of history. And the Vermilionville Performance Center is a great facility. We've got, all the internet resources and the projection screen. And so, you know, you can actually get on Google Earth and, you know, show them where the Cajuns came from and show them where the Creoles came from and pull up clips of, historical Nathan Abshire videos, stuff like that.
And not only that, you can't underestimate the power of working and living for that week among these historic houses, some of the earliest houses that the Acadians built when they were here, and just the feeling of Vermilionville and the bayou around it. And that gets into their music, I'm sure, by the end of the week. Well, Todd, I don't know if you mentioned what age they have to be.
Sure.
What are the ages of
better,
the kids?
Better get that in. Yes, ages 8 to 14.
Okay.
And it's coming up on June 16th. I should mention that you can call to register. There's a ton of information on our website. In fact, the registration form, you can pay online. It's lafolkroots.org, lafolkroots.org. Phone number is 337-234-8360. You can also come by our office. We're right there, 340 Fisher Road, next door to
Vermilionville. You can get through the water today.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. There's a manhole cover with a like a pylon on it, and it's the water has pushed the manhole cover, and it's just sort of a fountain. It's crazy. It's right by our office. But you can definitely get to our office today.
And today's a great day to be talking about this because it is the last day of classes for so many kids. And their parents, if they haven't yet signed them up for summer activities, are definitely going to be thinking about that today. So if you are on your way back from school, you've picked your kids up, and you didn't have to pick them up earlier because of flooding, you may be wanting to think about this. If your child is interested in music, interested in the culture, Cajun and Creole culture, Louisiana culture, this could be a really great camp for them.
And, you know, we teach oral tradition, whatever you want to call it, but the students are going to sit knee to knee with, again, you know, Jono.
Tell us about these people. You're saying these names, and of course, to many of us, they do mean wonderful things. They're great musicians. But for those people who may not be as familiar with these musicians, please tell us about the full import of
sure.
their
well,
talent.
You know, and with all our programs, we work really hard to find great people. Good role models, fun folks to be around who are not just talented musicians and knowledgeable resources in the community, but great teachers. And so, you know, for instance, Dave Trainer, he teaches children year-round and on all manner of instruments, you know, and all styles of music. Brazos Huval, he's responsible for about a third of our enrollment. He's with the Mamou Playboys, of course, and many other bands, but he's got a studio in Brobridge that, you know, he's teaching 30 and 40 kids a week, and they're doing great. And Henry Hample, who was the founding director of our kids camp, teaches a bunch of young folks. He's been doing that for years, in-state and out-of-state. And, these are artists who can just get in the zone and really relate to the kids.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're mentioning that. They're not just great musicians. They're great educators as well. They love teaching kids.
They really are. And, you know, Mitch Reed's been on our staff. I think he's going to be a guest artist this year. He's been on our staff many times. And, you know, we were just last summer, at the camp. You know, Mitch, when you were young, do you think there were 60 young people playing this music? And if there were, did y'all know each other? And if y'all knew each other, did y'all spend 40 hours together? And so it's a credit to the participants. These young kids, they've created this cultural community amongst themselves, and that's a powerful thing, you know. And that's we had 52 campers, and we had 8 counselors in training, which are students who have kind of gone through the program and are too old to go to camp, but they help us run the camp. And the other instructor's Little Pop, you know, great, you know, Zydeco Creole accordion players and Soul Creole. He's got his own band, Corey Lede. Yvette Landry, singer, songwriter, you know, multiple
great
bands. Yeah, many, you know, science teacher for many years, sign language interpreter. And, you know, John O. Frischberg, it's his first time at our kids' camp, but he's been on our Bolf Week staff many times. Incredible. You know, all these folks are multi-instrumentalists. So it's kind of fun putting the schedule together because our dance class, and yeah, nobody wants to learn how to dance, right? But once we start doing it, it gets fun. And we have a live band and, you know, and they can play the waltz as slow as the instructor wants them to or as fast. And it's just amazing, you know, every morning it starts with a jam session at 9 a.m., you know. Students just show up and we just kind of play some tunes and, you know, it's an experience like nothing else. And so for the parents and the grandparents and the Powerans and the Marans, we on Friday afternoon when the kids do the showcase, we call it the Sha Festival because that's all you hear in that performance center. Oh, Sha, oh, Sha, you know, and it's like – and, you know, flashbulbs going off and, you know, video cameras. But – we have a lot of fun. There's skits and there's just goofy stuff and real music, real tunes that, you know, again, from Dewey Balfa and Dennis McGee and Amadei Arjouin, and that these kids are playing and they're learning the lyrics and, you know, David Greeley teaching singing and really explaining to them, you know, well, I'll leave this one for the audience, but, you know, we're talking about teaching Joe Pete this year. Well, there's a lot of information in that song, Joe Pete, and you know, but it's like we're gonna
kind of learn the context and
we're gonna figure out what
all
it's all
the
about.
Nuances.
You know,
well, already, I mean, I'm not even enrolled in the camp, and I'm feeling bad. You talking about the end of the week? I don't want to go.
It's you know, it's
I'm
really
sure the kids don't either.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's really fun, and you know, and now there's a core group of kids that, you know, it's like family now, and so we're really planning some activities where kind of we just have time to have a little bit of fun. In the context of, you know, two lessons a day on your instrument with your group, a band lab. We form bands, so they practice with their band every day. They come up with a name. They work out a little routine for what they're going to play on Friday. And again, in that, there's a singing class every day. There's a dance class. And then there's some field trips and some outdoor activities. And we'll be making the most of the, you know, the canoes and kayaks and bullfrogs and alligators this year. That's kind of
well,
thing.
And I like the way you mentioned it's a family, but that doesn't mean that it's complete and filled up. There are some spaces. It is filling fast, but people can sign their kids up because kids have graduated, obviously,
absolutely,
and gone on. So there are spaces.
Yes,
available.
We're a little past halfway, mm-hmm. But we still have room for if you're tuned in, definitely give us a call, come by, drop us an email, sign up online. We'd love to grow this as much and as far as we can, mm-hmm. And it's neat and really I want to thank the parents who, you know, drive their kids in from some outlying areas, you know, Eunice, however far away they come, and let us spend a day with them, and it's like the classic thing you hear. We probably learn as much from them as we do from
I'm sure
from
some
us.
Of the parents want to stay as well during the day. If you are just tuning in, you're getting in the car and listening to this interview. My guest is Todd Mouton, who is director of Louisiana Folk Roots, and we are talking about the annual Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids that takes place at Vermilionville, which is where LA Folk Roots is housed right now. You'll have a wonderful little cottage looking over the water, I think. You're right near the water.
Side.
Yeah, the water's very close, I'm sure, to the door today. But people can register their kids for the Cajun and Creole Summer Camp. As you mentioned, you can call and the website is again?
It's lafolkroots.org or 337-234-8360. We can take your registration over the phone. You can pay online. And a lot of the questions you might have about, do you bring a lunch? Is there a lunch plan? Both options are there. That's all on the website. And, you know, it's it's a neat thing to be a part of, and it is an open campus. You mentioned the parents and grandparents. I mean, you can come during the day and observe the classes and spend time, you know, checking out what's going on. It's like I said, it's exceedingly fun.
I think you need a T-shirt that says that. Cajun and Creole Camp, exceedingly fun. Or you could say that en français somehow.
We'll have to work on that.
Good. So the registration is going on now. It does start in June 16th, which is coming
up. About 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, about 3 weeks. But this is the end of May. Todd, June 1st is this weekend.
That's right. So it's like 2 weeks and 2 days.
That's right. Yeah. So if you are getting off of school, your kids are finishing up, and your mind is just turning to those summer activities, this would be a wonderful opportunity.
We have room, and we want to see you, so come on down.
And just to mention, you mentioned the Balfa camp that you all had. I'm not sure you've actually been here since then. It was a great success.
It was a lot of fun. It was our first camp in Lafayette at Vermilionville, and we have made the decision to return next year. We were thrilled by the number of folks who came out to the dances and part-time registration for our classes. We had a good number of full-time registrants, which is a great option, but we had 5 times the number of part-time registrants, people taking a single class or an afternoon or a half day or a day. And that just, you know, made us smile. And that whole plaza that you kind of walk into at Vermilionville, it was great. It had so many little nooks and crannies and overhangs where people were jamming just all day long and, you know, trading tunes, telling stories. And it was nice to hear that music again through all those historic structures on those porches and see those teachers. It was good. It was a good experience.
To have been a staff member during that week at Vermilionville, hearing that play no matter where you went.
It was nice.
Well, people can always find out more about Balfa Camp by going to your website. And, of course, you'll be starting to plan for next year as well soon. So we'll look forward to hearing more about that. But now if you do have a child, they can sign up for the Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids. Fiddle, guitar, accordion, those are the 3 instruments, and they need to have a working instrument.
Yep.
So if they need help maybe learning where they could acquire one.
Oh, give us a call. Absolutely.
Okay.
We would entertain other instruments, but those are the classes that are taught. So if you have, you know, bagpipes or mandolin, it would have to be subordinate to the main emphasis. So you'd have to, if you're in the fiddle class or whatever.
Cajun bagpipe.
We've done it. Yeah. You'd be surprised. But and it's fun. And we work in some surprises at the end of the week, too, for the showcase.
All right. All to look forward to. Well, Todd, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.